The commissioner, who explained that Governor Dapo Abiodun's administration had introduced strategies to further empower the rural women, promised that all participants in the training program would be supported with required capital to engage in small businesses.
This initiative is an ongoing program. It's not going to stop here. We'll be moving to other local governments to implement this. And it's not just about training. It's about empowering them.
Mr. Oludokun acknowledged the great contributions of rural communities and residents to boosting the state's food production capacity and advised them to take advantage of the empowerment programs to promote self-reliance. Earlier, the state chairperson of NAWAD, Mrs. Modupeola Sobukola, had explained that the association was concerned about the plight of rural women and expressed optimism that the participants would explore the opportunities in different areas of skills acquisition program to support their families.
NAWAD in Ogun State, in conjunction with Gender Development Initiative, GENDI, decided that instead of celebrating other things, we should come to this rural community to celebrate women in the rural area, to identify with them and see whether that we can make their businesses to move forward.
Mrs. Sobukola described the theme of this year's celebration, Building Rural Women's Resilience in the Wake of COVID-19, as a clarion call to all stakeholders to rise to the responsibility of assisting grassroots women to overcome the prevailing economic challenges. Speaking of modern trends in the industry, an agricultural extension officer from Ogun State Agricultural Development Project, Ogade, Mrs. Fumi Falade, encouraged the women to adopt new methods of processing and packaging farm produce to boost their income generation.
Women in the rural area can empower themselves by adding value to their production. Like cassava now, flour can be processed from cassava tubers. They can use the flour to process different snacks, which they can sell for school children.
Also, representative of GEDI, Mrs. Abibola Sobo, counseled the women on the need to maintain menstrual hygiene and promote hygienic practices and overall well-being of their children, especially the females. Experts from the non-governmental organizations also took turns to train the women on the techniques of liquid soap production. In a remark, the Bale of Idiori village, venue of the event, Chief Dawood Adegboyega, who commended NAWAD for the initiative, called the attention of the state government to the deplorable state of the only road linking the community to the state capital in Abeokuta, Francisca Irepita, Radio Nigeria.